Hello, my name is Jack O'Connor and I'm a freshman at Northeastern University. The interview you are about to hear was between myself and Jordan Adelenso, a fellow freshman. I recorded this interview primarily for an assignment, but as I've been sitting here and working through it, it's begun to take on a lot more meaning. This interview presented itself as an opportunity to understand the impact that COVID-19 has had, not just on myself, but on the students around me and the greater Boston area. I hope you enjoy. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Jordan Adelenko. I'm 18 years old. I am a freshman at Northeastern, and I am from Los Angeles.
And just before we start, for the record, this is being recorded on September 19th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and I do have your consent to publish, record this interview, correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So, Jordan, you said you were from L.A.
Yeah.
And you are a rising freshman here at Northeastern University. Has there been any crazy changes that you've observed coming from L.A. here to Boston?
I've definitely seen just, a difference in culture regarding COVID. It seems a lot less political out here than I would say it is in certain parts of Los Angeles. The mask wearing is definitely something that was almost shocking to me at first. In LA, if you were to walk the streets, one, people would think you're super weird, but if you were to, you'd see a bunch of people just not wearing masks, and that wasn't the case coming to Boston when my family first got here to, move me into college. We did the little touristy thing for like a week before, and both my parents noted that we really hadn't seen many people not wearing a mask, which was such kind of a culture shock coming from LA, where people really had a hard time with the mask wearing.
And do you think you can attribute that to university culture? Or do you think that we can point at the larger city of Boston where we are now?
I think it's both. I mean, I think because there's so many colleges and universities in Boston, and there's so many students who really do want to be here and want to be on campus, I think that's more of an incentive to, follow COVID guidelines. But also in just the greater Boston area, I think one of the big things in LA was that there really were not strict in-place laws until too late, if at all. It's arguable, if at all. But it just seems people have more of like a common incentive to kind of follow these guidelines and, keep each other safe.
Now, you spoke about being here on campus, and that is, during this time, I'm afraid, a luxury that very few students can afford. The university has put in place a lot of restrictions and requirements for us to be here. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience with these restrictions, requirements?
Yeah. One of the biggest shifts is that as Northeastern students, we're getting tested every 3 days. Which is like something that was kind of a pull for me when choosing what university to come to. I was kind of watching how the different colleges I was accepted into were reacting to the COVID pandemic, and some immediately decided to just close down and wait until spring. But, I was in pleasant surprise of Northeastern coming up with all these guidelines and testing protocols in such a short period of time.
And have you felt that while you're here you've needed to make any sacrifices in the interest of safety?
There are definitely guidelines that we have to follow, and the social scene is definitely, especially as incoming freshmen in a new city, I felt that kind of building community has been slightly compromised, but for the most part, I'd say it's all necessary.
Right. And is there anything that you felt needs to change with the way that the university is addressing our current situation?
I'd say kind of as we find out more about how, you know, things are going and how infection is or is not spreading, I'd say the only thing is kind of like a more opportunities for community building, because this is like a very isolating age we're living through. And I'd just say if the university could find some way to kind of connect us through, like, safely and socially distance, obviously, but I think just what people need most right now is a sense of connection.
Right. And is that something you've been able to develop? Is that something you personally have felt would help you in a mental health perspective, from an education perspective? I mean, what do you need here to be able to kind of associate with this new normal?
I mean, I was fortunate. I came in kind of knowing a bunch of people already, so I already kind of had some formed connections. But I feel like for just like the greater student body, I think these kind of things are like completely necessary for mental health, for just, you know, to enjoy your time and, you know, make the most of your college experience.
Well, I think that was the last question I had for you. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Yeah.
I guess that will be the end of this interview.
Yeah.